Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here. Welcome back to Stress Mix Soldiers, where we dive deep into the trenches of life and come out stronger on the other side. Today's topic is something I think about a lot: boundaries. You know, those invisible lines we draw around ourselves to protect our mental well-being. Ever felt like you were constantly giving, 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 until your own cup was empty? That's a boundary issue waiting to happen. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of obligations and expectations. We say yes to everything, try to please everyone, and end up feeling drained, overwhelmed, and frankly, resentful. But guess what? You deserve a break. And learning to set boundaries is like giving yourself permission to breathe again. Now, I'm not talking about becoming some sort of hermit who shuns all human contact. Setting boundaries is about prioritizing your well-being and creating space for what truly matters. It's about recognizing your own needs and communicating them effectively to others. Think of it like this. Boundaries are the fences that keep your garden thriving. They protect you from the weeds, those negative influences, demands, and expectations that can sabotage your peace of mind. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to setting healthy boundaries. First, know yourself. What drains your energy? What makes you feel uncomfortable or stressed? Identify your triggers and be honest with yourself about what you need to protect your mental health. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, right? It's the same with your mind and emotions. Treat them with the same respect. Second, communicate clearly. Don't expect others to read your mind. Express your needs and expectations directly and respectfully. Saying no doesn't have to be a battle. It can be as simple as, "I appreciate you asking, but I'm not able to commit to that right now." Remember, being assertive is about standing up for yourself, not attacking others. Third, practice self-compassion. It's okay to say no sometimes. You're not obligated to please everyone or take on every request. Remember that taking care of your own well-being is not selfish, it's essential. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend. Fourth, be consistent. Setting boundaries isn't a one-time thing. It takes time and effort to establish new patterns. There will be times when people push back or try to guilt you into saying yes. But stand your ground. Consistency is key to making those boundaries stick. Finally, don't be afraid to reevaluate. Life changes, priorities shift, and what works for you today might not work tomorrow. Be open to adjusting your boundaries as needed. Remember, they're there to serve you, not the other way around. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed or stressed because someone pushed past your boundaries. Maybe a coworker constantly dumped tasks on you, or a friend expected you to be available 24/7. You likely felt drained and resentful, right? Setting clear boundaries in that situation could have prevented that feeling of being overloaded. Imagine saying something like, "I'm happy to help with this project, but I can only dedicate X hours per week. Let's work together to prioritize tasks." Or to your friend, "I value our friendship, but I also need time for myself. Can we schedule a specific time to catch up each week?" See? It's not about shutting people out, it's about creating space for healthy relationships and protecting your own well-being. Remember, you have the right to say no, to set limits, and to prioritize your mental health. So, what are you going to do with this knowledge? I challenge you to identify one boundary you need to set this week. Take a moment to visualize yourself saying it clearly and confidently. Feel that sense of empowerment. Remember, your well-being is worth it. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share the episode with someone who could use a little boundary boosting. Until next time, stay strong and keep those boundaries strong.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.